If you have children or grandchildren, you are likely very, very sensitive to what the little ones can get into. Underneath sinks, there are often many cleaning agents that are stored in houses where children are not active or present. When people with children visit houses where no children are present, it's often alarming to discover what is under the sinks of such persons. What does that suggest to you? If these cleaning agents are harmful to little children, don't you suppose they're probably also harmful to us adults? The answer is, yeah. My challenge for you then today is, look in to the cabinet, wherever it may be, under the sink, above the sink, in the laundry room, in the bathroom, wherever you store your cleaning agents. Go to them today. Find some time to look at the ingredients of each cleaning agent that you use to clean whatever is in your house. Some of these agents may have been stored there for many years. You may not even know what some of these cleaning agents do. You may not even know how they got into your cabinet, but they are there. I have a suggestion for you, and it's only a suggestion. If you read the ingredients of these cleaning agents, and find there are names there that are long and complicated and you have no idea what they are, my rule is pitch it out, throw it away. If it's got that complicated of a name, it's probably not good for me. Now, that's a pretty simple rule. It happens to be my rule. If you'd like, what you can do is check it out on the internet or in the library. Type in the names of the substances that are in your cleaning agents on the internet. Do a little search and see what those substances really are. I invite you to consider the possibility that many cleaning agents that are used have dangerous, toxic chemicals and substances that are not good for our bodies. If we have to place rubber gloves on our hands to use them, something has to be wrong here. Now, it's nice to have a clean house, but it's not nice to have a house that is cleaned by toxic substances that then create the symptoms of Parkinson's. So check out your cupboard today, the cupboard where you keep all of your cleaning agents. Look at the ingredients. Examine what is in these cleaning agents. Consider the option that some of these cleaning agents may need to be disposed of. And consider another question. Are these substances so toxic they should not even be placed in the garbage? If so, get them out of your house. You do not need to be exposed to such toxins any longer. Get rid of them today.